tone and morality is necessary. On the mountains of Tarada in the nation, the Shah Muhammad Ibrahim Sufi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and the grandson of Khaja Habib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Khaja Habib Sami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And this caravan of love, if one has to study, then many of people today and many of scholars today emphasize on ilm, on knowledge. But when you enter into the cavern of ruin, when you enter into the cavern of ruin, where you don't exist anymore, according to the Arabic scholars, the word ishq, love, the root of the word ishq and love comes from the word ashaqa. And ashaqa is a symbiont plant, or if you want to call it crudely, a parasite. Then when it comes into contact with another plant, it loses its identity and takes on the identity of that plant which it comes into contact with. So when you enter into this cavern of ruin, then the first sabak is not ilm, but the first sabak that is taught to one is adab. The first sabak that is taught to one is adab. And as the Salaf of Salihin had stated in the yesteryear, he said, adab was taught in the masajid. Adab was taught in the masajid. That was the modern day khanqah. He said, then the madrasas opened up. They said, then the madrasas opened up, and chairs and desks were brought in. He said, when chairs and desks were brought in, he said, then adab left. He said, when certificates were introduced, then humility and sincerity left. So this is one root value that many a scholar today seems to leave out, and that is the sabab of love and adab, which will lead you ultimately to ilm. And after you receive ilm, then you will receive the sabab of hilm, which is wisdom. And these lessons are the foundations of a khanqah and the sabab that is given to one in the khanqah. Adab to this level, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ibrahim Sufi Siddiqi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was the Khalifa of Khaja Habib. Was the Khalifa of Khaja Habib. But in Ajmer Sharif, when the Mahfil Sama used to take place, being in a maqam of Qudbiyat, when he used to take the Nazrana to present to the Qawwal, he never used to just go directly or allow it to come on him, but he used to go to the grandson of his peer, who was much younger and his junior, and he used to place it in his hand, and he used to tell him, he said, you take me to the Dar of Gharib Nawaz and ask Gharib Nawaz to give me something. This is the sabab that is taught, and that is the lesson of adab. And whether you love them in Ajmer Sharif, or you love them in Baghdad Sharif, or you love them in Syria, wherever you are, the hadith of Rasulullah and the qawl of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises us, according to Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala in page 302 of the Tirmidhi Sharif, Then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala states on the authority of Sayyidina Rasulullah, and I'll conclude here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو أن عبدين تحبها في الله عز وجل واحد في المشرق وآخر في المغرب لجمعهم الله بينهما تلك النظر كنت تحبه فيه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has said, if any two believers love each other for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and one is in the east and another is in the west, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely bring them together on the day of Qiyamah and saying, this is the one whom he loved for my sake, and this is the one whom he loves for my sake. I welcome you to the opening of the Hawz Sharif. Of and the outset, we asking you to please forgive us for any shortcomings on any one of the days. We need your cooperation, we need your help, we need your du'as. Please make special du'a if you fa for Hajra Chitte who's not well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grande shifa'i kamila ajila, inshaAllah. We have 100 Quran Sharif to be distributed, inshaAllah, on Sunday. That it's a masterpiece and it is a translation from the Arabic language, transliteration also from the Arabic language to the English language, whose stamp is by love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those 100 Quran Sharif, alhamdulillah, will be given inshallah to the Itala Tawab of Hazrat Hafiz Dawud Limaniya Hafizahullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who performed Tarawih in our masjid. So inshallah, if you are here and if you are one of the lucky ones, then you'll be a recipient of an English translation of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida, inshallah. That will be a bulletproof for you, inshallah. So that will be given out, inshallah, on Sunday. And there'll be a lucky draw of 3 microwaves given, inshallah, on Sunday also. And this is the hospitality of this darbar. From day one, and it is to give, and it is to share. So tomorrow's program, inshallah, starts at 11:30, probably to 12 on Friday, Juma. Surah Yasin, Khatam Sharif will be read. There will be a lecture, inshallah, salam, dua, and salatu salam, and then lunch will be served. On Saturday, the program starts after Asr. Khatme Khadiran will be read, inshallah. A short discourse will be given. After the discourse, inshallah, Julus Sandal will take place, which is the soul of the function. And it is at this time that the Arwah of the Urs, which is taking place of that awliya Allah, by the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are present and du'as are accepted. So try and be present. That will be immediately after Maghrib Salah. Niyaz Sapo will be served. After Isha will be Mahfil Sama for one. On Sunday, inshallah, at 10:30, the program starts as usual. Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have a special guest on Saturday and on Sunday, Hazrat Mawlana Jami, who is in the Ashrafi Silsila. And they tried for his father to come with. I don't know if he'll make it, but Mawlana Jami will be present, and he's the keynote speaker for Sunday, inshallah. So we'll have 20 minutes, inshallah, of dhikr. And the dhikr will be led by the boys of the Hafiz Academy. So I humbly request, inshallah, today to switch the lights off, and you can leave these lights on. Hazrat Imam Khalid, if you can please come on the stage. Imam Anis Sufi, if you can please come on the stage. And my cousin Hasnain can also please come on the stage. And other members of the Sufi family, if you can please join us on the stage. Jazakallah. It's Hazrat's request that you join us, inshallah. We will start with the dhikr. Shajara Sharif will be read, Salatu Wasalam. Supper will be served for everybody. Isha will be read. After Isha is a short naat program, and Mehfil Sama Qawwali for Khalid Nawaz, inshallah. So please sit back, relax, and allow yourself, inshallah, to enjoy this weekend of having and being part of a spiritual odyssey, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل
صلى الله عليه وآله. غير الله سلمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا، مٹی سے پتھر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
آئی نظر تو بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه محمد مصطفى ميري قبل نور رسول كبرياء ميري قبل نور علي شير خدا ميري قبل نور ذرا مشکل کشا ميري قبل نور وقل کے پیر خواجہ حسن بصری امام دو سرا میری قبر لو ذرا یاد ماہی دیبن زیدب اے شیر خدا میری قبر لو زید بن ایاز بار یازت
خبر لو
دین و العالی مراتب
أدنى من أمير
دليل الحتى كيا ميري خبرلو
محمد جيش يا شيخ زمانا
خبرلو
مدد كتب المدينة شيخ يحيى